Romans 3:30, it says, what is the difference in Romans 3:30 between by faith and, sorry I'm going so fast, but I'm trying to get through them. Between by faith and through faith. Well, here's the verse. God is one who will justify the uncircumcised by faith and the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. What's the difference? The difference is stylistic. Now, it's different in the Greek text. Paul uses ek pisteos in the case of the first, the circumcised. He uses dia pisteos in the second case, so it's a different word. The first means out of or by. The second means through. But the whole point, here's where context is so helpful. The whole point he's making is that the Jews and Gentiles are saved the same way. And so when he uses a different preposition, and his point is that they're saved exactly the same way, that it's a stylistic difference. Now, it's interesting because we have a theological convention, and we have a lot of theological conventions, and one of them relates to this. You may notice I try to be very careful in my speech. I sometimes kind of even subconsciously correct myself, where I'll say we are saved by grace through faith, and I avoid saying we're saved by faith, even though there's Bible passages that say we're saved by faith. Why is that? Well, because in our theological construction, by, that preposition tends to be used for the agency. And that's grace. Grace is the agency. So I like to say we're saved by grace. That's the agency. Whereas the mechanism or the instrument or the means is through faith. So we're used to hearing that. I think it's helpful that we're used to hearing it because there's a distinction. I'm saved by the agency because of grace, through the means of faith. So that's a helpful theological construct. The problem is Paul did not get the memo. And the New Testament does not know our much later developed, you know, grammatical devices. And so Paul writes by faith, he writes through faith, but the meaning is perfectly clear through context. And so the way you're, one of the reasons maybe you're thinking that is because theologically we like to distinguish by and through. But grammatically, the New Testament doesn't always. In this case, it's crystal clear that Paul's meaning is that both the Jews and the Gentiles are justified the same way. And so I think we're justified in saying the prepositional difference is stylistic.